音乐 ，music。
Maybe music。
我们今天享受了许多美妙的音乐。
Indeed, we enjoyed beautiful music today.
在 Boston, 我们想到的是白雪。
In Boston, perhaps you think about white snow.
今年特别多。
We are blessed with much of that this year.
对某些人来说，他很高兴，因为可以好好的滑雪。
Perhaps for many, they are very happy because this means a good season of skiing.
对一些人来说呢，铲雪成了一个梦夜。
But for some, there's a nightmare because of all the shoveling.
有人想到的是红色和绿色配合。
Perhaps you see the red and green.
这两个颜色在中国传统观念当中认为是不搭调的颜色。
Actually, in Chinese thinking, these two colors are
cannot match to each other. Odd match.
They are not matching.
但是却塑造了无数奇异的圣诞气氛。
And yet it creates this wonderful feeling of Christmas.
还有人想到的是圣诞老人。
Perhaps some think about Santa Claus.
好，我们大人永远面对一个挣扎。
And for us as adults, we are always struggling.
我们要不要告诉我们的孩子，圣诞老人可能不是真的存在？
Shall we tell our children that Santa Claus do not exist?
还有一个重要的联想就是 shopping.
Perhaps more importantly, we think about shopping.
两个礼拜前，我在中文堂才提到，我在理发厅被人问到这个问题。
Two weeks ago, during a sermon in the Chinese worship,I told you of the story that my barber asked me this question.
你去 shopping 了没有？
Have you done your shopping?
这两个礼拜我又被问了两次。
In the past 2 weeks, I've been asked the same question twice.
其实 shopping 不一定是坏事。
Of course, I'm not saying that shopping is a bad thing.
除了能够振兴经济以外呢，还有别的正面的意义。
Other than reviving our economy, there are positive things about shopping for gifts.
很多时候我们 shopping 是为了送给别人礼物。
Because very often we shop for gifts to be given to others.
因为要表达我们的爱和关心。
To express our love and concern for the other party.
我们的孩子们也很期望收到很多的礼物。
And our children look forward to receiving much gifts.
我曾经在我女儿的童书上面读到一个故事。
Once I read in a storybook of my daughter,
有一个男孩每一年圣诞节都有一个 gift wish list.
That this little boy has a gift wish list every year.
上面按照他的期望排名排20样礼物。
And according to his priority, he would list at least 20 gifts.
如果今年他收到6件。
If out of that list of 20, he received 6 of them,
他就把那6个划掉。
He would cross out those 6.
再加上6个。
He will add 6 others.
再排名一次。
And he will list them again.
然后放到抽屉里面。
And put it into his drawer.
明年圣诞节再拿出来。
And he will take it out the next Christmas.
我们大人也希望得到礼物。
Even as adults, we probably look forward to receiving gifts.
就说我们希望公司给我们 bonus.
Perhaps it's a bonus check from your company.
12年级的学生很希望这个时候收到那个Early receiving 的录取通知。
For seniors in high school, they look forward to receiving that big envelope, notifying that they've got into their school early decision.
这个送礼物的习俗有一种说法是源自博士朝拜耶稣时候送耶稣礼物的传统。
Some have said this custom of giving gifts on Christmas.Probably originated from those magi, the wise men from the east, giving gifts to Jesus.
或者有人说，其实呢，我们也是啊，学圣诞老人而已。
Or perhaps some say we're just trying to emulate Santa Claus.
但是我认为这一个送礼物的传统可以回溯到一个更根本的根源。
But perhaps this giving of gifts can be traced to even a deeper tradition or root.
或者我们可以说。耶稣基督神的儿上帝的儿子是上帝给世人的一个礼物。
Because we can say that our Lord Jesus Christ is a gift given to us by God.
上帝把他所最珍爱的当作一个礼物送给我们。
Our Heavenly Father gave what he beloved the most as a gift to us.
而这个礼物是普世人长久期待的礼物。
And this gift is one that has been long anticipated.
我要从一个耶稣降生时代的一个老人所说的话 来谈耶稣是神所赐给我们礼物的意义。
I will share with you some words from an elderly person in the days of Jesus explaining what this gift from God means to him.
如果你能够的话，请你打开路加福音第二章二十一节到三十二节。
If you can, turn with me to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2.
我先念中文，等一下请孙长老念英文。二章二十一节，满了八天就给孩子行割礼，以他起名叫耶稣，这就是没有成胎以前天使所起的名。按摩西律法满了洁净的日子，他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，要把他献于主，正如主的律法上所记，凡投生的男子必称圣归主，又要照主的律法上所说的，或用一对斑鸠，或用两只雏鸽献祭。在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列人的荣耀。
We will be reading from verses 21 to 32, chapter 2 of the Gospel according to Luke. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses has been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required. Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, O sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel.
这段经文讲到在耶稣刚出生时所经历的一两件事。
This passage reveals some happenings while Jesus was born.
在犹太人的传统中，一个男孩生下来满八天要行割礼。
In Jewish tradition, a male child after he was born for 8 days has to undergo circumcision.
在母亲坐完月子四十二天以后，要到圣殿去把男孩献给上帝。
And after the 40 days of purification,the mother and father will bring the child to Jerusalem.
这两件事情在以色列人当中来说是很平常的事情。
These are ordinary events in the lives of Jews then.
却在洁净礼的时候发生了一件 不平常的事。
And yet in this rite of purification, something extraordinary happened.
在当时在圣殿里面有两个对上帝很敬虔的人。
During those days, there were two people who were very devout to the Lord.
这两个人在他们的生命中有一个漫长的等待。
And both of them have been waiting for a long time.
就是等待那一个上帝给以色列人甚至给全世界人类的礼物的来到。
They're waiting for the appearance of this gift of God to the Jews and indeed to the world.
这两个人就是一个就是我们刚才所看到的西面。
These two are first Simeon that we read about.
还有如果你再向读，你会看到另外一个人，这个人叫亚拿。
And if you continue the reading, you will find out that the second one is Anna.
其中的西面甚至有一个从上帝来特别的感动。
And for Simeon, he had a special moving from God.
就是在他的有生之年一定会等到这个礼物。
He knew before he passed away, he will see the appearance of this gift.
而当他年老了以后，有一天他又得到一个特别的感动。
And when he was elderly, one day he got this moving from the Spirit.
今天就是今天，这位上帝给全人类的礼物，他将要见到了。
Today is the day you will see the gift of God.
当他去到圣殿的时候，他真的见到了。
And when he entered into the temple courts, he beheld the gift of God.
这两个人等了几十年，终于让他们等到了神的应许。
They have waited for probably decades, and now finally the gift has arrived.
事实上，他们只等了几十年。
Perhaps they've only been waiting for tens of years.
其实整个以色列人等这个礼物已经等了上千年，甚至等了两千多年。
Actually, the Israelites have been waiting for thousands of years.
耶稣基督的降生有一个很不平凡的事情。
The birth of Jesus Christ is extraordinary.
在人类的历史中，没有一个人在降生之前那么遥远就有关于他出生的预言。
Throughout the history of men, no one has been born with so much prophecies written about him.
也没有一个人有那么多关于他的出生跟生平的预言。
No one has been born with all these prophecies written about him so long ago.
如果你有机会好好的读这本圣经的旧约圣经，
If you read carefully the Old Testament,
你就看到这个旧约圣经里面充满了有关他出生的预言。
You will see that it's filled with prophecies about the birth of Jesus.
如果你不容易去读整本旧约圣经，
If it's hard for you to read the entire Old Testament,
你只要看看呢这个新约的第一本书马太福音。
Just read the first book in the New Testament, the book of Matthew.
那本书告诉你说什么什么耶稣啊出生的事情在旧约哪里提到了。
There, Matthew would have cataloged for you all these prophecies about the birth of Jesus.
我们随手提几件事情。
We can give you a few examples.
在耶稣出生前七百年。
Before the birth of Jesus, almost 700 years ago.
已经有一个先知弥迦在他的著作中提到。
A prophet Micah has prophesied.
说这一个啊，上帝所赐的礼物要生在伯利恒。
That this gift of God will be born in Bethlehem.
这我们刚才唱的诗歌也提到。
And we've been singing about that in one of our carols.
同时代另外一个先知以赛亚在他的著作中提到更多。
At the same period of time, Isaiah has prophesied many prophecies.
比如说以赛亚提到说啊，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
A virgin shall conceive and give birth to someone we will call Emmanuel, that is God with us.
他也预言到，如果你喜欢这个古典音乐，你一定听过韩德尔的弥赛亚。
If you like classical music, you probably have listened to Handel's Messiah.
其中有一首歌是因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子被赐给我们。我先念过去，政权必担在他的肩头上，他必称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
For unto us a child is born, a son is given. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace.
他背得很好。
I probably missed one.
如果我们再往前推，
If we go forward,
一千年以前，
A thousand years before Christ,
耶稣告诉，上帝告诉以色列的君王大卫说，
God has given a vision to King David.
说这个我要给你们的礼物要生而为你的后裔。
That the gift I will give you will be a descendant from you.
所以马太福音一开始就说耶稣是大卫的后裔。
And that's why Matthew started his book by saying Jesus Christ is the son of David.
我们可以再往前推，推到耶稣出生前2200年。
We can go forward, backwards in time 2,200 years before Christ.
上帝已经向以色列的祖先亚伯拉罕给一个应许说，
God has promised the founding father of Israel, Abraham.
所以有一天在你的后裔当中要有一个人，
One day a descendant from you.
他要成为全世界所有的人的祝福，
Will become a blessing to all nations.
他要成为全世界所有人的盼望。
He will be the hope of the world. Because of these promises and prophecies, the Israelites have been living in anticipation. Especially because of their own sins, they've been oppressed by other nations. When their country was destroyed and they were exiled, this anticipation became more earnest. As their country has been destroyed, as they are bound by bitterness and anger,
你可以从诗歌里面看到他们好期望这样的礼物快快的来到。
How they were longing for the appearance of this gift from God.
因为这个拯救者的来到要是以色列人从他们的苦难当中走出来。
Because the Savior, this gift of God, will deliver them from these bindings.
使他们从他们的羞辱中走出来。
So they can walk away from their shame.
使他们得到安慰，重新拾回尊严。
So they can receive comfort and receive respect.
以致到一个地步，当西面见到那个婴孩的时候。
So when Simeon saw this baby Jesus.
当他从圣灵的感动知道这是那一位君王的时候。
When he knew from the Spirit that this is the Christ.
他的心得到了满足。
His heart was satisfied.
觉得这个时候死去了也值得。
He said, "Now it's worthwhile for me to die."
很像中国的古圣孔子说过一句话。
It's like something that our own Saint Confucius have said.
他说：“朝闻道，夕死可矣。”
If I've heard the word, I can die.
事实上，耶稣也是一个普世人期盼已久的礼物。
Actually, our Lord Jesus is a gift anticipated by the world.
也许我们会说，我个人也好，我们自己的国家民族也好，我们没有期待上帝赐下一个礼物来。
Maybe you say, personally speaking, or from my own country, I've never anticipated this gift.
或者我说，我们没有期待上帝赐下一个耶稣基督来。
Or you say, I have never longed for the Lord Jesus to come.
甚至我是到了美国以后，我才知道圣诞节。
In fact, it's only after I came to the United States that I first heard about Christmas.
我才听说这个节日是怎么回事。
Then I start to learn about what this festival is all about.
怎么说呢？它是我们期待已久的礼物呢？
How can you say that this gift is something anticipated by us?
我想我这句话的意思是说，或者我们不知道这个人。但是期待他的来到所带来的影响却是我们长久期待的。
Perhaps I can clarify by saying maybe you do not know this person, but you probably have longed for what this person can bring to the world.
我们期待他所带来的改变，带来的更新，所带来的恩典。
We look forward to the transformation, the renewal that he can bring to this world.
或者我们不知道这个人的名字，但是这样的期待却是普世人所共有的。
Even though we may not know the name of this person, what this person can do for us is something that we have longed for.
因为自从有人类的历史以来，人也像以色列民族一样。
Because since the history of man, we were like Israelites.
我们不断地在战乱、贫穷、饥饿所带来的痛苦中度过。
We've been passing our days in under warfare and famine and suffering.
当我们在波士顿这个看来舒适安逸的环境当中。
Perhaps you say, well, I'm in Boston right now and I'm living quite comfortably.
我们很容易就忘记这个时候战火仍然在巴勒斯坦、在伊拉克、在非洲无数的地方蔓延着。
It's easy for us then to overlook all the wars that's still going on throughout this world.
无数的凶杀还发生在许多的大都会的阴暗处。
Much murder and violence is occurring around us.
在墨西哥市，每一天有100万的孩子在街上游荡，无家可归。
In Mexico City alone, over 1 million street urchins roam the streets every day with no home to return to.
在无数的豪华住宅里面，有无数高收入的人孤单彷徨的靠着镇静剂入睡。
Perhaps in many expensive apartments and condos, many rich people can only sleep by taking the egg of sleeping pills.
这一切外在苦难的根源乃是源自人内心的黑暗。
These sufferings arise because of the darkness in our own hearts.
自私、骄傲、增进。
Selfishness, pride, competitiveness.
仇恨、诡诈、放纵。
Hatred.
诡诈。
Wickedness.
这些我们生命中的幽暗。
These darknesses in our life.
使我们不仅做出很多伤害别人的事。
Not only caused us to do things that's harmful to others,
也在伤害别人的时候同时伤害我们自己。
As we hurt others, we also hurt ourselves.
在西面的预言当中提到，
In the prophecy uttered by Simeon,
这一个婴孩，这个上帝所赐下的礼物是要来做世人的光的。
This child, this baby Jesus, is to become a light of revelation.
是要来施行拯救的。
And he has come to save us.
他要来施行拯救，是因为人在困境当中。
We need to be saved from where we are.
人之所以在困境当中，是因为人活在生命的幽暗里面。
We need to be saved from the darkness that we are in.
在圣经当中用一个名词来描述这个状况，就是罪。
The scriptures use the word sin to describe this condition.
我们很不服气，我们想我有什么罪？
Perhaps you are angry when you hear that I am no sinner.
但是如果我们愿意真正的面对自己，我们不能不面对我们里头黑暗的光景。
But if we are truthful to ourselves and examine our hearts, we realize there are darknesses in our heart.
而幽暗棍根本的渊源是我们和生命的源头上帝断绝了。
And the origin from this darkness is because we've been cut off from the source of life itself, God.
不是上帝离弃我们，是我们离弃了上帝。
It's not that God has forsaken us, but the other way around.
耶稣如何来消除我们的困境呢？
So how is the Lord Jesus going to take this problem away?
除非我们能够从里面的幽暗当中释放出来。
We need to be released from our inner darkness.
可是我们如何从生命的幽暗当中释放出来呢？
How are we to be released from our inner darkness?
除非我们和生命的源头重新连结，回到上帝的面前。
We need to be reconnected to the source of life. We need to come back to God.
但是处在最黑暗的生命状态，满手不义的人类，怎么能够重新回到上帝的面前呢？
But how can we, filled with sin and darkness, come back to God?
除非有一个无辜者代替我们承担我们罪行所应该受的刑罚。
Unless someone who is innocent from sin is willing to take upon himself our sins.
是的，耶稣就是来为我们承担这个刑罚的。
And this is why the Lord Jesus came.
在这个礼物的背后有一个残酷的事实。
Behind this gift is a cruel fact.
耶稣是上帝的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
上帝把他的独生子当作礼物送给我们。
Our Heavenly Father gave His Son Jesus to us as a gift.
送给我们来替我们死。
As a gift to us to die for us.
每一个人生下来都会死。
All of us who are born will eventually die.
但没有一个人说我生下来的目的是为了死的。
But no one of us say, I'm born to die.
每个人都希望活，活得更好。
We all look forward to living a better life.
人类历史上只有一个人是为死而生的。
Only one person was born for dying.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus.
他为死而生在这个世界上。
He was born so that he can die for us.
因着他的死，你我才有生路。
Because of his death,We have this new path of life.
靠着他的死所成就的救恩，我们可以重新和上帝和好。
Because of his death, he created salvation that we can be reconciled to God.
我们才能够从生命的黑暗当中走出来。
Then we can walk out of the darkness of our life.
然后整个世界才有希望。
Then there will be hope for this world.
许多的例子让我们看见耶稣的救恩带给无数人生命的改变和更新。
The many examples we can cite about how the life of Jesus have transformed people's lives.
最近有一个电影叫 Amazing Grace。
Recently, there's this movie that came out called Amazing Grace.
讲到一个英国的政治家 William Wilberforce。
It talked about this English parliamentary person, William Wilberforce.
他奋斗了几十年，终于透过议会，不是透过战争，而释放了英国的黑奴。
He dedicated his life for the release of the slaves.
在生命当中，在电影中提到影响他最大的一个人叫做 John Newton。
And in the movie, you can see one person's life influenced William the most. That is the life of John Newton.
这个 John Newton 本来是一个奴隶贩子。
John Newton himself used to be a slave trader.
却因为接受了耶稣的救恩，成为一个新造的人。
But he became a Christian and he became a new created person.
他的生命被耶稣基督所更新改变了。
The life of John Newton was transformed by the life of Jesus.
他也改变影响了 William Wilberforce.
And through his influence, William Wilberforce was also changed.
也改变了英国的历史。
And through them, the history of England was changed.
不但是他们。
Not just them.
今天坐在我们当中的每一个基督徒。
Of all the Christians seated among us,
都可以讲述一段耶稣的救恩如何改变他们的生命的故事。
We can all tell of the stories how Jesus changed our lives.
如果你有兴趣，你可以问你旁边的人。
If you're interested, you can just ask them.
耶稣基督的降生是一个为你我预备的礼物。
The birth of our Lord Jesus is a gift prepared for you and me.
在圣诞节的时候，我们会收到不同的礼物。
We may receive many different gifts during Christmas.
有的我们很喜欢。
Some we will love very much.
有的不太适合我们。
Some gifts perhaps are not very appropriate.
好像最近那个 Simon Car 有一个广告。
I've heard this advertisement from the Simon Car.
有一个小孩收到一本《战争与和平》。
A young child received the book War and Peace.
但是有一件事情是我们可以确定的。
But one thing we can be certain of.
耶稣基督是上帝所要送给我们的礼物。
Our Lord Jesus is the gift prepared for us from God.
这是最珍贵的礼物。
This is a most precious gift.
这个礼物在2000年前已经准备好了。
This gift has been prepared for us over 2000 years ago.
已经包装完成，已经寄给你了。
It's been packaged. It's been sent to you.
今天就在这个时候。
Today, at this very moment,
这个礼物好像 UPS 到你们家去按门铃。
UPS has delivered this gift to your door.
告诉你说有这个礼物要送给你，你要不要呢？
This gift is delivered to you now. Do you want to accept this?
问题是我们要不要接受呢？
So the crucial point is, will you accept this gift?
你可以选择拒收。
You can choose to refuse.
但那会是你生命当中最大的遗憾。
But then this will be the biggest regret of your life.
你可以选择再考虑考虑。
You can choose to say, let me think about it.
但是我希望你不要考虑太久。
Don't think about this for too long.
你也可以选择说我愿意接受这耶稣基督这个礼物。
You can choose to accept this gift of our Lord Jesus.
让我今天可以和上帝和好。
So that I can be reconciled with God today.
从黑暗当中脱离出来。
So that I can be released from sin and darkness.
从困境当中被脱离出来。
From a life of frustration, I can be released.
愿耶稣基督是你今年圣诞节所收到最宝贵的礼物。
May our Lord Jesus Christ be the most precious gift that you have received today.
祝福大家。
May the Lord bless you.